Unit 9, Task 3. Listen to the radio interview and follow the instructions in your student's book.
Now it's time for this week's edition of Hotline, introduced by Miranda Green.
Good morning. Are you about to buy a new printer? And are you confused about all the different sorts on the market? Well, this week, we're looking at inkjet and laser printers. In the studio with me is John Kelly from TexPrint, manufacturers of inkjet printers. Mr. Kelly, how does an inkjet printer work?
Well, basically, an inkjet printer operates by firing droplets of ink onto the paper.
And is this a good method of printing?
Yes, it is. It's much quieter than the dot matrix printer, and its output is of a much higher quality.
But it's more expensive than the dot matrix, isn't it?
It is, yes, but as I say, it's quieter and produces better results.
And what about laser printers? How do they compare with inkjets?
Well, laser printers do produce better quality output than inkjets, but inkjets are still an excellent alternative and have become real competitors for laser printers.
Why is that?
Well, they are much cheaper than laser printers, and some of them can produce up to 720 dpi resolution, which is very good.
And what kinds of things can inkjets print? Can they just print sheets of paper, or do they do other things as well?
Oh, yes, they can print envelopes, labels, and even transparencies.
And what about colour? Are there many colour inkjet printers on the market?
There are indeed. And some are PostScript compatible, so they can be used in professional graphics and business presentations. They operate by mixing four inks, magenta, yellow, cyan and black, to produce different colours.
What would your advice be to someone thinking about buying a printer?
Well, I think that a laser printer is the best option for work groups and large businesses. Inkjet printers are ideal for individuals and small businesses.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kelly.